Jesus Christ. This is not real. Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to another episode of the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you have enough time for this week's weekly guitar meeting, because this one is going to be just memorable. Why? Because the first guitar of this week is something truly special and unique. First of all, it's made by Hermann Hauser II, one of the most important and biggest names in the classical guitar making history. And apart from the tonal qualities of this guitar, which are immaculate, this guitar is built in year 1958, and this is actually 1 year later than the Julian Bream's Hermann Hauser II guitar, which was built in 1957. And as you probably know, Julian Bream has recorded a legendary album on that guitar from 1957, made by Hermann Hauser II. And this one is built in 1958. So it's very close to that guitar. And this guitar has the number 635. It's a super lightweight guitar. It has 1,360 grams, which is super lightweight for a classical guitar. We have a super high quality spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. I have played already a few tones on this guitar, because as soon as we received this guitar, I couldn't wait for the weekly guitar meeting. I just grabbed the guitar and I had to play a few tones on this guitar, and it's just magical. For me personally, the best Hermann Hauser II guitar that I had in my hands, and I was so impressed by the sound of this guitar. You know what? Just let me stop talking and let me play a few notes on this guitar. You will be blown away. I mean, where should I begin? Listen to the... I'm out of words. Let me play more on it before I talk. I barely played a guitar which is sounding so good in every position on every string. This is not real. So the balance of this guitar is at the highest level, but also the colors. Even if you play super piano, the tone is... My apologies. I know I'm talking too much, but this is the guitar that gave me so many options and so many highlights to talk about. Okay, now I stop. Pleasant and refreshing to play on this instrument. Jesus Christ. What a sustain. It's like I'm playing on one string. This is how good the balance on this guitar is. Am I exaggerating? I don't think so. But still, I'm very curious on your about your opinion on the sound of this Hermann Hauser II from 1958. And remember, the Julian Bream Hermann Hauser guitar was from 1957. So it's very close to that guitar. Well, let's move to the next instrument, which is also a highlight. And the next guitar is made by the Spanish legend José Luis Romaníos, one of the guitar makers that have inspired and influenced so many guitar luthiers, successful guitar luthiers nowadays. José Luis Romaníos guitars have a super intimate sound and a very special character. This guitar is from 1999, and it has the number 774, And as you might know, José Luis Romaníos was giving every guitar a name, and this guitar is the La Mar, which means the sea. And it comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Also, this guitar is a very lightweight guitar. We have a little decoration on the headstock, which is very common for the José Luis Romaníos guitars, but it's not on every guitar. And we have also the decoration on the bridge, and we have that beautiful José Luis Romaníos rosette, which also many guitar luthiers have started to build that rosette or a replica of that rosette. Yeah, what else to say? I think this is one of those guitars that doesn't need that much talking. As soon as I play this guitar, you will hear it or you will notice the qualities of the sound of this José Luis Romaníos. Just let me play on it. I mean, the amount of different colors that you can create on this guitar is going to impress you so much, and it's so pleasant that this guitar is doing everything that you ask for. On this guitar are already enough to enjoy this guitar. You don't need to play complicated pieces on it. That's a truly magical instrument. But I will play a complicated piece on it. I'm so thankful that I'm able or allowed to play on these guitars and to review these guitars because, it doesn't happen that much in life that you have the chance to get your hands on these kind of guitars. Next instrument. The next guitar is made by one of my favorite guitar luthiers from Italy, Angelo Vailati. And do you remember the rosette of the José Luis Romanius guitar in the previous guitar presentation? And look at this rosette. As I told you, José Luis Romanius inspired so many guitar luthiers that many guitar luthiers have started to build replicas or homages to José Luis Romanius. And this is also a Romanius model, which is built by Angelo Vailati from Italy, from Bologna. And as you can see in the rosette, it's a Romanius model or homage. What a great combination, because I love the sound of Angelo Vailati's guitars anyway, and he has built a Romanius model, and Romanius is a guitar that I truly appreciate and love, and what a combination. And this Angelo Vailati guitar is from 2024. It's in actually nearly brand new condition. It comes with a very high quality spruce top and truly wonderful and beautiful Brazilian rosewood back and sides. Let me play a few notes on it. This is the typical Angelo Vailati sound. You have a clear tone, you have a great tone separation, but you have some super soft overtones and cream around the tones. And his guitars are breathing so well. They are sounding very airy. And they respond very, not super fast, not like a double top guitar, but the response is very good. You don't have to put a lot of effort to get a good sound, an airy sound out of this guitar. And the sustain is also very long. And this is at the same time also one of the most colorful guitars that I have tried. So the change in the color is very strong when you move your fingers. It's a very loud guitar. I also have to mention this this quality of this guitar. It's loud without sacrificing the tonal qualities of this guitar, like balance or sustain, and this is very difficult to achieve. Angelo Vailati guitar from 2024, a Romanios model. And let me show you once again the Brazilian rosewood backhand sides of this guitar. What a beauty. Well, let's move to the next guitar. And the next guitar is also coming from Italy, and it's made by Ennio Giovannetti, a guitar luthier that I truly appreciate, just because of his wonderful work. And this guitar is brand new from 2025. It comes with a spruce top, an elevated fingerboard, and Indian rosewood back and sides. And the rosette of this guitar probably reminds you a little bit of Daniel Friedrich guitars rosettes. This is because Ennio Giovannetti is building also very good Friedrich guitar models that we had also in our shop at Zikos Guitars in the recent years. But this one is his own model by Ennio Giovannetti. I cannot wait to play a few notes on it, and let's do it. It's powerful. Lovely. I think this is a very sweet sounding guitar. It has a very smiling tone and it's powerful. So these are the two qualities of this guitar that I noticed straight away. Thank you. also, this is a guitar that you have a lot of possibilities. You can conduct the different tones and layers, and it's a lot of fun to play more complicated pieces on it. And you can create many different colors without moving your fingers that much. So, for the lovers of guitars with a cutaway or crossover guitars, we have a very special instrument here. It's made by the German guitar maker Martin Brecha, and this model is Flow Cut Crossover. First of all, it comes with a 64 centimeters scale, and as you can see, we have a cutaway which makes the playability in these positions much easier. Apart from that, we have some amazing decorations on this guitar. So it comes with a spruce top, and as you can see on the purflings of this guitar, we have a super beautiful decoration. I think the combination of the colors reminds me of African colors or African culture. And we have the same structure or decoration also on the sides of the guitar and also on the back of the guitar. And the back and sides are made of Tsiricot. We have also an inlay here on the fingerboard of the guitar and a super interesting headstock. So, a guitar full of options and decorations. So there is a lot to discover on this guitar. But let's play a few notes on this guitar and see how it sounds. Very good balance. So it's a very soft sounding guitar, first of all. Very round and pleasant. With a very good sustain, and the sound is also even. So you have the same loudness, volume, and intensity on different strings. As I expected, the playability and the comfort on this guitar is on the highest level. It's super easy to play on this guitar, also in the higher positions. So it was a Martin Brecha guitar, the flow cut crossover guitar, which is first of all super beautiful with all these decorations and the wood. But most important point for me is the playability. It's very comfortable to play on. And let me know what do you think about the sound of this guitar. And please, if you are enjoying this video, don't forget to leave a like to help the channel to grow, so that we can create more interesting content for you. Let's move to the next guitar. And the next guitar is made by the Italian guitar luthier Ivan Bruna. First of all, it's a super built and very clean built guitar. Great polishing, precise work, and it comes with a spruce top and maple back and sides. It has a 64 centimeters scale. It's also resonating very good. I mean, while I'm talking, I can already hear the strings singing. Let me play a few notes on it. So this is probably the surprise of the day because I didn't know what to expect, and it's a very well-balanced guitar, but the sound is very airy and full-bodied. You can feel the resonance, and it gives you at the same time a very pleasant feeling. Long sustain, a lot of colors. Comfortable to play on. I have the feeling that the shape of the neck is slightly thinner compared to the previous guitar, and it has also a 64 centimeter scale, so that's why I personally feel very comfortable on this guitar. But the sound is. I'm starting to like maple more and more. I have the feeling it has always a full-bodied sound, and it's also soft somehow, round and soft. guitar made by Ivan Bruna, and for me personally, the surprise of the day. It's a very good sounding guitar. So if you have the chance, come to Zika's, visit us and get your hands on this guitar. I think you will be impressed. And let's move to the last guitar of this week. The next guitar, or the last guitar of this week, is a Time Machine. You can hear it and you can smell it. And you can see it, of course. This guitar is made by Rafael Galan from Spain, who was born in Malaga. And at some stage of his career, he moved to Buenos Aires and started to work in his own workshop and build guitars there in Buenos Aires. And it's the first time that I'm playing a guitar by Rafael Galan, so I'm very excited to see how it sounds and feels. This guitar is from 1923. That's why I said it's a time machine. It comes with a spruce top and walnut back and sides. Let's play a few notes on it. I'm afraid to repeat myself, but believe me, it's just beautiful. So soft and so calming sound. And it's very well resonating. It's breathing so well. You can hear and feel that this guitar has some ages on it. This guitar. Also, it's not that common that you play a guitar from 1923 and it's so comfortable to play on and everything works so well. I think it's a beautiful way to end this week's weekly guitar meeting with this guitar. Yeah, made by Rafael Galán from 1923. And you can feel and hear that vibe of those years. Impressive guitar. I didn't know what to expect, and it's very special with walnut back and sides. So we come to the end of this week's weekly guitar meeting. Before you close the video, please don't forget to leave a like. We would appreciate it so much. And subscribe to our channel if you didn't do that already. And the most important thing, leave a comment. I want to know which guitar did you like the most and why. It's always very interesting for me personally to know different opinions, because I'm talking to myself all the time here. So enjoy your weekend and see you next week.